Sometimes we find ourselves searching for the right note, for the right music. But here we don't have to search. Music is right there, and it's waiting to come down. It needs only the fit instrument. Sri Aurobindo speaks about Savitri in a letter to Amal, and he says, to read Savitri, one has to be a fit reader. We have to be fit instruments. So we have to take care of this body. We have to respect it, treat it with dignity, not overuse it, exercise, good breathing, because it is the material the mother has to work on. Nothing else. Without us, what creation? We are her creation. And we have to realize that unity. And we come each week to these Om choirs because we feel it. And many of us experience that unity. And we come week after week after week because we are bathed in that presence. It's extraordinary what is happening here. To think that 51 years have gone by since she gave me this work, and it seems like yesterday. 51 years, it's nothing at all. Now I just received a letter from a lady in Belgium. She's 46 years old. She had such an experience at the Om Choir early this month, and she said, I have to come back and live here in Mother's presence. But there's a 2-month restriction on tourist visas. From the West, you must wait 2 months before you can return to India. She wrote to Delhi. They gave her permission to return immediately, and she will be here with us on January 7th. Extraordinary. Let's begin. Begun symphonies, chorales, and other works of music with these intervals. Who remembers the song, O Christmas Tree? O Christmas Tree, O Christmas. Yes, some of you heard it? Bom, bom. Perfect fourth. O Christmas. Music appreciation class, we would try and fit a song to each interval of the scale. So, and there's a song that begins on every one of those intervals. And you can play with that yourself and learn the intervals through the songs that you know. Again, that's very good. (Laughs) Machiavellic relationships. And when we're doing the Oms, these come spontaneously. Without any effort, you will hear them in the Om choir. You just hear them. That's why I say that line from Savitri is so important. He meets the deeper listening of his soul. And that deeper listening is our work. Until we can unite with every soul in the Om choir. I know how difficult it is. Some are not singing. So the person to your left or your right may not be singing. And so how do you join? How do you unite with that? It is only through soul contact. Not possible otherwise. Mind is out of the question. Vital is out of the question. The body doesn't have that experience yet. And only through the psychic being. Ma, one octave.
Ma.
Yes, but let me have a beautiful, rich ah at the top. Open the mouth all the way. Tongue lies flat against the lower teeth. And we sing M-A-H. W at the top, ma, and it comes out as ma.
Ma.
Very good. One voice doesn't quite have it, but that's all right. Ma. If you can pop your lips a little bit, ma, the sound will jump out. She'll give it, just call. Exercise is finished because it's supporting the air. So let's use it. You know, I would like to spread the circle just a little more. We have only three people who are not in the circle. Now I feel better. Okay. very challenging, unless you've been singing for years, to hold your tone against or with so many other tones. So now we're going to go to five tones.
Conscious aspiration and very sincere, well, everything around you will be arranged in order to help in your aspiration, whether directly or indirectly. That is either to make you progress, put you in touch with something new, or to eliminate from your nature something that has to disappear. This is something quite remarkable. If you are truly in a state of intensity of aspiration, there is not a circumstance which does not come to help you to realize this aspiration. everything comes, everything, as though there were a perfect and absolute consciousness organizing around you all things. And you yourself, in your outer ignorance, may not recognize it and may protest at first against the circumstances as they show themselves, may complain, may try to change them. But after a while, when you have become wiser and there is a certain distance between you and the event, well, you will realize that it was just what you needed to do to make the necessary progress. And you know, it is a will, a supreme goodwill, which arranges all things around you. And even when you complain and protest instead of accepting, it is exactly at such moment that it acts most effectively.
We are singing as one holy body. but it is the divine musician who is playing on our stops. And so open wide the gates of the soul. Let the music pour down, not to be concerned whether it sounds good or not. That is for him to decide, but open, open more.
True aspiration does not come from the head. Even when it is formulated by a thought, it springs up like a flame from the heart. I do not know if you have read the article Shubindu has written on the Vedas. He explains somewhere that these hymns were not written with the mind. They were not, as one thinks, prayer, but the expression of an aspiration which was an impulse, like a flame coming from the heart, though it is not the heart, but the psychological center of the being, to use the exact words. They were not thought out. Words were not set to experiences. The experience came wholly formulated with the precise, exact, inevitable words. They could not be changed. This is the very nature of aspiration. You do not seek to formulate it. It springs up from you like a ready flame. When the aspiration is formulated, this is done categorically, absolutely, without any possibility of change. And it is always something that springs up and gives itself. Whereas the very nature of desire is to pull things to oneself. The essential difference between love in aspiration and love in desire is that love in aspiration gives itself entirely and asks nothing in return. It does not claim anything, whereas love in desire gives itself as little as possible, asks as much as possible. It pulls things to itself and always makes the man.
Oh.